Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. With every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about things that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number that comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Yeah, I guess my guys went to sleep on me again today. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save the number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating the National French Bread Day is today. Yeah, I love that French bread. Good stuff. A little French bread, put some nice little butter on there. Yum. Of course, it'll get me a little bit of trouble there as well, but that's okay. We can handle a little trouble every once in a while, so we are celebrating National French Bread Day today. There's a couple other goodies on the list of celebrations for this date as well. Yeah, but we're going to not get into, well, maybe we will look at them. What the heck? Common Courtesy Day, I like that one. National California Strawberry Day. Yeah, Zay will be happy to hear about that one day, so we'll throw that celebration in there just in memory of the Zayd. That's another good one right there. So we are moving right along today. What's happening in the markets? A lot going on in the news. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 137 points at 20,769. Oil down 65 cents a barrel. The Treasury rates down about 2.5 basis points. They are at 2.437. Some good news when it comes to what we're looking at in the way of the home mortgage rate. So that's a little news on the mortgage rate front right there. A lot of other news in the marketplace today. We are looking at March Madness in full swing right now. I just saw some numbers. I found this very fascinating. Normally, I wouldn't look at rating numbers for something like March Madness so quickly. But in light of what's been going on in the marketplace, I would suggest NCAA basketball tournament getting a lot of viewership, up 10% through the first Sunday for an average of 9.33 million viewers. It's a 24-year high. Why is that? See, on Sunday alone, coverage on CBS and Turner Cable Trio, TBS, TNT, and TV averaged 11.9 million viewers, up 34% from the comparable 2016 games. Ratings only got better as the day went on. Duke's surprise loss to South Carolina was a particular highlight. So why is this happening? What's going on? What's causing these issues? Well, I'm going to suggest to you that I believe that the population is tired of politics and political statements in sports. What do you think about that one? Let me know. Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. You can tweet me at Ron Siegel. I think we're tired of hearing the Colin Kaepernicks of the world. We don't want to hear from them any longer. We're tired of them. We don't care what they have to say. We don't care about Alec Baldwin. We don't care about Meryl Streep. All these individuals that want to make a political platform out of our entertainment, we don't care. Maybe they'll get a clue when they start seeing that something like March Madness is going crazy right now, yet the Academy Awards, maybe not. We look at some of these other game events that the NFL this year did not have one of their best years. Well, maybe it's whoa, guys, a little loud on me. Okay, so now we sound like our studio audience got a little this morning, but we don't care about these things. That's what it's about. So let's see if we can get rid of some of these loons in our entertainment and just get back letting us enjoy games. That's just my personal opinion. We got a notice to beware. I want you to be careful of this one. IRS is warning of phishing email supposedly from a tax software provider. Think about this one. That would be your H&R Block or your Intuit tax software. And obviously, we know April 18th, that is the last day to file, the filing deadline for a personal tax return. Sensing the urgency, the scammers are ratcheting up their attempts to con you with desperate last-minute email scams. So beware of the scam emails that appear to be from the tax software. The IRS warns that taxpayers may encounter these scam emails purporting to be from their tax software provider, prompting them to update their online account. Classic, classic phishing ploy. So you may be more familiar with it coming in the guise of an email from a bank, a credit card company, or the like. Scammers have gotten increasingly more brazen in their attempts to steal your money. Some of them even masquerade as the IRS itself now to trick you. Don't be fooled by the variations on this basic phishing scam, because all the scammers want the same thing: your password, social security numbers, bank account information, or credit card numbers. So if you get something that looks odd, if it's from Intuit TurboTax, and you've got an email address that doesn't look like it's an Intuit TurboTax address, and it might just say from tax refund, and they've hidden the domain name of where it's coming from, and it's verifying now, that's one of the ways to tell that it is a scam. Mouse over the click here, see what it says, or the verify now button, and you want to know where it's redirecting you to. If it doesn't make sense to you, do not do it. If you make the mistake of clicking through, do not enter any info. If you do, you'll fall right into the hands of criminals who clean out your account. The IRS only contacts people via snail mail, never by unsolicited emails asking you to give up sensitive information. Those are just a few of the warning signs. If you get an email like this, forward it to the IRS at phishing, that's phishing, at irs.gov. Help clamp down on these people that keep trying to do this. If enough people send the messages to the IRS, they can get a handle on where they're coming from, because they'll generally block the location. They mask the location of where they're sending them from, but you know, they might be able to triangulate it a little bit, and that's really what the IRS is looking to do with the government, the Federal Reserve, or the FBI, trying to do on that one. There are some regulations changing. Regulatory change on your credit score could boost the credit score of 12 million Americans. That is a new report that's coming out. Tax liens and civil judgments probably will adversely impact credit scores after July 1st. Now, here's the big issue on this, and this is the report that's being shared all over right now, is that you got these different items on there: civil judgments, tax liens. What your credit report is supposed to do, the guide of the, or the goal of the credit report, is to give a prediction whether you're going to pay your bills over the next 3 to 6 months. That's what the goal is of the credit report. Well, some items they're saying, well, if you've got a judgment, a civil judgment or a tax lien, it's not going to affect what your predictability is of paying a current debt, is what their commentary is. Just a thought for you. So that's why they're making some of these changes. That's why they're looking into them. Now, here's the other flip side of that. Unfortunately, I'll share this on the unfortunate side too, as well, is in some instances when people are seeing the bureaus, the lenders, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, older version of FICO, because we're not caught up to the newest version yet. And it's like some people are using the Vista version. If you use the Microsoft operating system correlation, they're using maybe Windows 95 or Vista instead of the latest version of Windows. So even though they're making these changes and they continually try to make the system better and more equitable and more comprehensive, the whole idea of this whole situation is they've got the bureau have to be using the right software, the right FICO versions. When they send that out, if they don't send out the updated version, you're not going to get the best results. So, obviously, we talked about this many times. I'm going to chat about more about this in the next segments as well, the idea of what's going on and how these changes are going to affect you. We'll talk about it when we come back. You're listening to Ron C. Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. The big changes that might increase your credit score after July 1st, we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's a seller's market. Should I downsize now? Dave Ramsey has some thoughts on it. We're going to see what he has to say and see what our conclusions are as well. Some home improvements that can ultimately save you some money. Student loan consolidations, the federal loans and the private loans. We'll talk about that. Well, we've got a lot to cover this morning. Reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if it's any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron's Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. I actually should do this one by Gold Star Mortgage. Gold Star. Think about Gold Star Mortgage when you're ready for that next mortgage. They've got the Fast Pass loan. That means you can go in and make an offer same as cash. No loan contingencies. That's the idea of Fast Pass loan. Give them a call or give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with our friends over at Gold Star so you can get that going. So we were talking before the break a little bit about this new regulatory issue or the new changes that are coming from the bureaus, the Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, that it's going to could potentially boost the credit scores of 12 million Americans. And I'm not talking about – this is not going to have an effective ability to get a home loan or open a new credit card. Cars, furniture, a lot of different areas. Most Americans probably associate their credit scores with buying a home. Their credit report can have so much more bearing than they realize. For example, your credit report can be a puzzle piece that determines whether you get the apartment or house you want to rent or the job of your dreams. It's commonplace for landlords to request a peek at your credit report. If they see any account sent to collection, repossession, or history of late payments, you could be denied an apartment or house to rent. Likewise, employers may request a look at a prospective employee's credit report to size up your character. If you have a few black marks on your credit report, it could demonstrate to an employer that you're a red flag. The same be said for insurance companies and utility accounts. Insurers have found through statistical studies that consumers with poor credit are costlier than those with excellent credit. Therefore, people with bad credit tend to be charged higher premiums. Some states do not allow this. Some states do. Utilities such as for water and electricity can't deny service to a customer because of their credit history, but they can request a hefty deposit before starting service if your credit report is filled with black marks. Traditionally, FICO scores are the most popular credit measure. Ranging from a low of 300 to a high of 850, the higher score, the more leverage you'll have when negotiating a loan. Push your credit score into the excellent territory, 750 and higher, and you potentially have lenders fighting for your business. That's the whole concept right there. And don't go to one of those dumb online things where they tell you about the lenders fighting for your business. That really is a service that lenders, banks, credit card companies will use to collect your information and then nag the heck out of you forever to try and get you to do business with them. If that's what you want, to get a lot of phone calls like that, hey, that's good service for you. If you don't like the idea of getting nagged like that, then, well, maybe you might not want to do that at all. That's just a thought for you right there. So that is a big change that's coming about that may end up saving some folks some money. There's a lot of articles coming out about it, so be careful of which ones you believe, which ones you don't. If you have any questions about them, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to get you some information on it and just share what we know so that you can really be educated on the whole idea. Again, your credit report has errors on it. That's not a question. That is just a statement of fact. I've never seen a credit report, regardless of whether the score was really, really high or really, really low, that did not have several errors in the report. And it could be things that seem as mundane as just having a few extra addresses. It was a lack of stability for you, or it could be your name spelled wrong or multiple iterations of your name. The bureau start wondering, or some people that look at your report might wonder, you know, why is it that there are so many names on there? Are they trying to hide something? Just a thought right there. Just giving you a little bit of information. That's your Credit Matter Cent. Again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. I'd also share with you some home improvements you can make that might save you some money. And obviously, we know yesterday spring came in, which means plenty of house hunters, home sellers are tizzing the season. But if you're setting your humble abode, the warm weather can serve as a different inspiration. Yep, it's a home improvement season too. Of course, major renovations aren't in everyone's budget. It's not to go into debt if your home doesn't actually need repairs. That'll just hurt your bank account and your credit. And see how your scores are doing. Just give me a call at 800-306-1990. We'll help you out with that one. Homeowners are hankering to get handy, and we'll be happy to hear there are simple projects that actually save some money, at least in the long run. And here's a few of them you want to consider. Number one, go green. Become more eco-friendly in reducing their carbon footprint. Yeah, I get that one. But you can also benefit financially from making your home more energy efficient. We've had Chris Corrales come in here several times and chat about that. Yes, you'll have to make an initial investment, but green upgrades tend to pay for themselves by lowering your monthly utility bills. Plus, by incorporating eco-friendly solutions into your home improvement plans, you may also be eligible for tax rebates on the local, state, and federal level next year. can check with an accountant to determine if you can save on your taxes by going green with renovations. There's also those PACE loans out there that help so you don't have to spend a whole lot of money out of pocket. My idea with the PACE loans, and I'm a big fan of those, is for one simple reason. I really like the PACE loan. And that's because it allows you, and that's one of the technical names is the HERO program. The reason I like that is because it matches up where your payments go with where your savings are coming from. So that's one of the big benefits that I really like with that particular program. So if you want more information again on that, I don't sell it. I just know about it, so I'll share the information with you. Spring clean is another one of those items that might be good for you. So checking some homeowner to-do list, we can get you at homeowner's to-do list if you want. Can prevent a major repair or save you money on the line as part of a deep spring cleaning. Be sure to check your drains and gutters. Service your air conditioner, which can keep it from breaking on the hottest day of the year. Replace any window screens you remove during winter and repair any shingles or bricks that came loose due to bad weather. Of course, this is also a good time to clean out your closets, cabinets, and crawl spaces. Fewer things means less stuff to worry about. Plus, you may be able to make a buck or two. Again, that's the eBay method, or maybe get a tax break or something along those lines. Just any one of those areas is good for you. Spring cleaning with the clothing. Here's a little tip. We did this on our tip of the week, I don't know, a few years ago. And one of the things we did with that is we said, you know that blue painter's tape? It doesn't stick real well. The idea is just that it's kind of tacky, but it's not made for long-term stickiness. Take and put that on the hangers of clothes that you're not using on a regular basis. Just put a little piece of that on there. If you use that garment, tear the tape off and throw it away. Then what you do is you'll know 6 months from now, if there's anything that still has blue tape on it, means that you didn't wear it in the last 6 months. You didn't use it in the last 6 months. You might want to consider whether you need it or not. Just a thought for you. The idea of programming your home and all its appliances to answer your every verbal command is certainly not one the average homeowner is going to entertain. However, there are some simple ways to smarten up your home that won't break the bank, and in fact can save you in the long run. That's another one of those ideas. Again, the HERO program helps with that one. For instance, you could look into installing smart thermostats, which can program or learn to change the temperature in your house throughout the day. They're designed to ensure you don't heat or cool your house unnecessarily, and thus can wind up saving you on utilities. Similarly, consider changing all incandescent light bulbs for smart and energy-efficient LEDs. You'll have to put out some cash to do this one. Take a look on Amazon. I see a lot of times Amazon's got some great pricing there, better than going direct to some of the big box stores. There's just a few of the different ways that you can save some money just on doing a few little household items. Again, we just like to share a few tips. When I see some of the different reports and come across some of these people that we talk to on a regular basis, I use the three-strike rule. If I can't save you some money or make you some money every three times you listen to the radio broadcast, you might not want to be listening to us anymore. I like the idea. I do that with the professionals that I work with as well. I want to make sure that they're always sharing some good guidelines for us to save you some money, to make you some money, to help your business, to help your bottom line. Again, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, student loan consolidation, federal and private. We've got some tips for you. It's a seller's market. Should I downsize? Dave Ramsey had some thoughts on it. I'm going to share those with you. See where we agree, where we might disagree on those as well. And what does the Fed rate hike have effect on reverse mortgages? We'll talk about all this and more. You can visit any time our off-air number, 800-306-1900-800-306-990. RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. Consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate site today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get on a home search. Find your dream home before somebody else does. It's a seller's market. Should I downsize is the question today. A study by Edelman Berlin reveals 33% of homeowners who are contemplating selling their houses in the near future are planning to scale down. Let's look at a few reasons why this might make sense for many homeowners, as the majority of the country is currently experiencing a seller's market. In a blog, Dave Ramsey, the financial guru, highlighted the advantages of selling your current house and downsizing into a smaller home that better serves your current needs. Ramsey explained three potential financial advantages to downsizing. One, a smaller home means less space, but it also means less time, stress, and money spent on upkeep. I can go along with that one. Let's assume you have $500 a month on your mortgage payment. In 30 years, you could have an additional $1 to $1.6 million in the bank to get you through your golden years. I don't think so. Use the proceeds of selling your current home to pay cash for a smaller one. Just imagine what you can do with no mortgage holding you down. If you can't pay cash, aim for a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage and put at least 10 to 20% down on your new home. Apply the $500 you saved from downsizing to your new monthly payment. At 3% interest, you could pay off a $200,000 mortgage in less than 10 and a half years, saving almost $16,000 in the process. Again, that's a Ramsey idea. Very, very foolish. Why would you ever want to put money into a house that gets you a zero rate of return? Take that same money and put it into a safe, secure investment that's getting you a greater return than the mortgage interest that you're paying. If you can get that, you've got that arbitrage there, but you're saving money on your taxes from interest deduction, Ramsey doesn't mention there. And then you can make more money on the other side and have some tax-advantaged investments. Again, I share that all the time. Ramsey's a big fan of the idea of having a house paid for. I believe it's just total foolishness. Difference of opinion. Realtor.com also addressed downsizing in an article. They suggest that you ask yourself some questions before deciding if downsizing is right for you and your family. Here are two of their questions followed by their answers, and I'm going to share my thoughts on it as well. The question, what kind of lifestyle do I want after downsizing? Their answer, for some folks, it's a matter of living a simpler life focused on family. Some might want to cross off travel destinations on their bucket lists. Some might want a low-maintenance community with high-end upgrades and social events. Decide what you want to achieve from your move first, and you'll be better able to narrow down the housing options. Comments? Many homeowners are taking the profits from the sales of their current homes and splitting it in order to put down payments on smaller homes in the current locations, as well as on vacation homes or retirement homes with plan to live there when they retire. That allows them to lock in the home price and mortgage interest rate at today's values, which makes sense financially, as both home prices and interest rates are projected to rise. Don't forget, you also have the opportunity of using that reverse mortgage also to help you. You can get a nice house, putting down the smaller payment, and not having a mortgage payment. What do you think about that concept? Big, big fan of the idea of if you're thinking about right-sizing, get a hold of a real estate agent that understands the idea of purchasing with a reverse mortgage. The next question, I have built up enough equity in my current home to make a profit. Answer, for most homeowners, the answer is yes. This is if they have held on to properties long enough to have positive equity that will be sizable enough to put a large down payment on their next home. Comments of study by Fannie Mae revealed that only 37% of Americans believe that they have significant equity. That's defined as more than 20% in their current home. Believe that. That only 37% of Americans believe they have significant equity in their current home. Again, if you go onto that NEST program that I told you about, NEST, text ST to 79564, you can get a text message every time a property sells in your neighborhood, and it'll update you with the price of that property. In actuality, CoreLogic's latest equity report revealed that 78.9% have greater than 20% equity in their properties. That equity could enable you to build the life you've always dreamed about. If you're debating about downsizing your home and want to evaluate the options you currently have, give me a call at 800-306-1990. We chat about the options. We can put you in touch with the right people to help make all those dreams come true. And remember, we've got the people in place already that can help you with the tax-free or tax-advantaged savings, that can help you with the mortgage, that can help you with the reverse mortgages, and certainly with helping you sell the existing property and find another one that makes sense for you and your family. There's so many opportunities out there. It's just a matter of taking them. That's the whole concept right there, is what are you doing with these different options? What are you doing with these opportunities that are coming your way? And are you waiting too long? That's the next issue to it. We'll talk about that in the next break. But the idea about mortgage rates, what the Fed got to do with it, we're hearing a lot from Fed president this week, talking about how many more times they anticipate increasing interest rates this year. So one of the big issues I get all the time is student loan questions, the consolidated loans, the private loans. How do we deal with them? There's two types of student loan consolidations, the federal and private. These processes are often confused, but they're very different. And here's how. Federal student loan consolidation is a logistical move you do through the Department of Education. You may need to consolidate to be eligible for some federal loan repayment programs. But federal consolidation won't lower your interest rate or save you money. When you go on that program or the federal consolidation, and then when you talk to them about the other programs that they can use, the income-based program, consolidating a loan doesn't change the payment. It's the next step to it that will help change the payment. Private student loan consolidation, which is also called student loan refinancing, is a financial move you do through a private lender. If you qualify based on factors including your credit score, you can save money by getting a lower interest rate. Some of these programs have differing requirements. Some require that you've graduated. Some don't require that you've graduated. So there's just different ideas or options in there. So the consolidation basics on the federal program. When you consolidate federal loans, the government pays them off and replaces them with a direct consolidation loan. Generally eligible once you graduate, leave school, or drop below half-time enrollment. Consolidating your federal loans to the Department of Education is free. Stay away from companies that charge fees to consolidate them for you. When you consolidate federal loans, your new fixed interest rate will be the weighted average of your previous rates, rounded up to the next 1/8 of 1%. So for instance, if the average come to 6.15, your new rate will be 6.25. Additionally, you'll get a new loan term ranging from 10 to 30 years. Your repayment term will generally start within 60 days of when your consolidation loan is first disbursed. It will be based on your total federal student loan balance, among other factors. There's a lot of different factors you need to be looking into on those items, but if it's less than $7,500, you're probably looking at a 10-year repayment program. Up to $10,000, 12 years. $10,000 to $20,000, 15 years. $20,000 to $40,000, you're looking at a 20-year repayment. $40,000 to $60,000, 25 years. $60,000 or more, 30-year repayment. And again, then they have the income-based programs to help. How to consolidate federal student loans. Applying for consolidation takes most borrowers less than 30 minutes, according to the Federal Student Aid website. As part of the process, you'll need to provide details about your existing federal student loans and choose a federal loan servicer and repayment plan for your new consolidation loan. You have to complete the application in a single session, so do your research before you get started. When you're ready, follow these steps. Number one, go to studentloans.gov and log in with your federal student aid ID. You'll find the application by clicking on Complete a Consolidation Loan Application and Promissory Note under the Payment Consolidation tab. Secondly, select the federal loan you want to consolidate. You can consolidate all your federal loans or just some of them. If you're a parent with parent loans and you also have other federal students' loans, you might want to consolidate your PLUS loans in a separate consolidation loan. Consolidating them with your other federal loans will make that consolidation loan ineligible for the income-driven repayment plans except income contingent repayment. If you have Perkins loans, think twice before consolidating them. You'll lose access to Perkins loan cancellation if you do. Third, choose a student loan servicer. Federal loan servicers are private companies that manage federal loans for the Department of Education. You can choose one of four servicers for your new direct consolidating loan. Federal Loan Servicing, Great Lakes Educational Services, Inc., Navient, and Nelnet. If you're already with one of those servicers, you can stay or choose a new one. It's up to you. Fourth, pick a repayment plan for your consolidation loan. On the standard repayment plan, for direct consolidation loans, you'll make equal monthly payments for 10 to 30 years, depending upon your total federal student loan balance. We talked about that a little bit ago. Alternatively, there are six other repayment plans to choose from, including four income-driven plans. Find the best plan for you to check out the Federal Student Aid's repayment estimator before beginning the consolidation application. Again, I told you this before, you have to know all these answers before you start doing the application. The tools will show you how much you pay per month on various plans. If you choose an income-driven plan, you'll be asked to provide income information on your application by granting access to your IRS tax information. You can opt out you have to submit a copy of your most recent federal tax return directly to your own servicer after you finish the consolidation application. 5, complete and submit the application. The remainder of the application involves filling in basic personal information and providing names of 2 references who have known you for at least 3 years. After you review, sign, and submit your application, continue making payments on your existing federal loans until your application has been processed. If you have problems with or questions about the application, call the Federal Student AIDS Loan Consolidation Information Center. You can call us and we'll give you the information about that. There are major benefits and set drawbacks. Important to understand both because consolidation cannot be undone. Benefits of federal student loan consolidation. So here's some of them. Only federal loans in the direct loan program qualify as pay-as-you-earn, revised pay-as-you-earn, income contingent repayment, and public service loan forgiveness. If your loans are through the Fed Family Education Loan Program, FFEL, consolidating them with a direct consolidation loan will make you eligible for those programs. Parent Plus loans. Even those with Parent Plus loans need to consolidate before they can be eligible for income contingent repayment, which is the only income-driven plan for Parent Plus loans. It's one path out of default. Consolidating a federal student loan that's in default will restore your eligibility for federal loan benefit, including deferment, forbearance, and loan forgiveness programs. If you're consolidating for the purpose of recovering from default, you have to choose an income-driven repayment plan or make 3 consecutive payments before you consolidate. It may simplify your student loan payments, particularly if you have multiple federal loan servicers. Consolidating your federal student loans can make your life easier. Instead of paying multiple federal student loan bills each month, you'll make 1 payment to 1 servicer. There are some drawbacks. You'll likely end up paying more in interest. This could happen in a few ways. First, consolidating your federal loans will likely extend your payment term. This will lower your monthly payments. You'll end up paying more in interest throughout the life of your loan. Second, the interest rate on your consolidation loan may be slightly higher because it will be the weighted average of your previous rates rounded up to the nearest 1/8 of 1%. Finally, any unpaid interest in the loans you're consolidating will be added to your principal balance. This is known as capitalization, and it increases the total amount of interest you pay because you end up paying interest on your interest. Any progress you've made toward federal loan forgiveness will be erased. There are several ways to get federal loan forgiveness, and most federal forgiveness programs require that you first make loan payments for a certain period of time. For instance, you have to make 120 full loan payments working for the government or nonprofit to earn forgiveness through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. However, qualifying payments you made before consolidating will no longer count after you consolidate. For example, if you make 20 qualifying public service loan forgiveness payments, then consolidate, you have to start again and make 120 qualifying payments again before forgiveness. You could lose access to certain repayment plans and forgiveness programs. If you have a Parent Plus loan and other types of federal loans, consider consolidating the other federal loans and plus loans separately. If you consolidate them together, your consolidation loan will be ineligible for income-based repayment, pay-as-you-earn, and revised pay-as-you-earn because Parent Plus loans are ineligible for plans. Very simple. Additionally, if you have a Perkins loan, you'll lose access to Perkins loan cancellation if you consolidate. So consider keeping those separate as well. When we come back, we're talking about private student loan consolidation. A little bit of information there. We'll also talk about what effect the rate hikes has on reverse mortgages and what rate hikes mean for forward mortgages as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, you can reach us anytime. Or actually, even if we don't come back, you can reach us anytime at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Third on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have 60, if you're 62 years age or older, you have some equity in your property, a good amount of equity in your property. Maybe you own your property free and clear. Reverse mortgage might be the good solution for you. You might even want to sell your existing residence and go buy a new home using a reverse mortgage and put some of that money in the bank or buy a second home or investment property, whatever you like. So we're in this environment of rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, which doesn't directly affect the reverse mortgage, but it does affect the prime rate. It does affect LIBOR. These other rates kind of follow behind what the Federal Reserve is doing. So when the Federal Reserve raised the Fed funds rate for the third time in a little more than a year last week, an expected move that experts say will have a mixed effect on the reverse mortgage market in the coming months. The recent rate increases by the Fed, probably not much a surprise to those in the lending industry, since the economy has been showing signs of improvement in recent months. Borrowers looking for a fixed rate, one-time draw, likely see the most immediate effects as rising interest rates mean a lower principal limit, which could possibly turn off needs-based consumers who have to cover immediate expenses with the home equity conversion mortgage proceeds. Michael McCulley, partner at New View Advisors, said declines in principal limits could lead to a dip in the originations as interest rates rise. Got to get those done quickly. These trends also put competitive pressure on originators as margins decline. One of the things that, and the reason that that is important to you as a consumer, is many, many times we'll see where the mortgage originators can show you methods of getting all your expenses paid so you have absolutely no expense in doing a reverse mortgage. Now, I am a big, big fan. I know that there, in some of the income-based programs, or if you're really a big need on your reverse mortgage as opposed to a desire for the reverse mortgage. Maybe you're doing the reverse mortgage just because it's the smart thing to do, and we a lot of people do that. But they're doing it because it's strategic and a desire to be prepared in case of need. There are, you want to go with the adjustable rate program. We know that our society will change rates all the time. Our interest rate environment is cyclical. In fact, I'll probably be sharing a chart of what interest rates have done over the last 40 or 50 years. I share that on the social media channel later in the day today. Feel free to use that if you wish for other purposes. But here's the idea, is the fixed rate is a single draw program. You get one lump sum of money. Now, if you don't need the money, you're paying interest on it, or you're having to manage that. If you and sometimes it could be a high, there'd be some higher costs to it. If you're using the adjustable rate, you want to do it sooner rather than later. The higher amount of funds available, and you can have multiple draws on the program. You can take money, put it back, take it again, put it back, use it for tax planning, tax strategies. Those are some of the big benefits of that program, and it, your line will continue to increase based on various factors, and you never, ever reverse mortgage. Remember this. You will never, ever owe or have your heirs will never have to pay more than the property value. That's a huge, huge issue that you need to be cognizant of when you're dealing with a reverse mortgage. Now, when we're talking, that's the Word on Wealth segment again, to you by AskAboutReverseMortgage.com. Now, on the flip side of that, what does the Fed rate hike mean for mortgage rates? Again, they're going to continue to go. They've been going. Today's a good day. They're down a little bit as I speak to you right now. But it'll also have an effect on those home equity, on the home equity lines of credit, because those are going to follow prime rate does follow what the Federal Reserve is doing. So that's a big issue right there. If you're looking to buy a home without having to pay mortgage insurance, there is a strategy for that. Or if you don't want to avoid going into the jumbo market, you want to go into the high balance conforming loan market, full of money there as well, there's strategy for that. Just be cognizant of those opportunities there that you have for your family. That's the whole idea, is just understand what the options are for your family. As always, I ask you, set the first radio preset button to come back here today to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's entering us today, and, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. All for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, 0800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.